Each week, our Entrepreneur segment is sponsored by Chicago's Banks for Business, Wintrust Financial. There are more than 100 around Chicagoland. A few weeks back, we had the founders of ParkWiz on this segment. They're that online discount parking company. Well, as seen in this week's Cranes, I was reading this, ParkWiz now expanding to New York City. And I say, good for them. And let me say, we will take some credit for that. Yes, because they were on this program, they're getting a big interest in their product and are now expanding because of it. So, surviving an economic downturn, it is the real measure of a business. Who knows how many thousands of small, mid-sized companies were washed away during the recession? Many of those who remained barely hung on, but a few businesses actually invested in themselves and grew during this period. Such was the case of a Schomburg law firm, Gardy and Haught. That's not right. It's Haught. What was it again? Haught.
That's not bad. Haught.
Haught. Okay. Gardy and Haught. I asked one of the partners to recount their story for you. Okay, Thomas. Haught. 2007. The recession is spreading. Law firms are seeing the numbers drop. They cut expenses. They hunkered down. What was the experience like at the outset? What were the questions and the conversations that were taking place in your firm?
Well, decisions had to be made. Tough decisions had to be made. Should we do what the other law firms are trending by downsizing and cutting costs, or should we go big?
And you chose the latter.
We decided to
you
go
must
big.
Have, what were the arguments to do that? Because the pitfalls were aplenty.
The pitfalls were aplenty. And believe me, it led to near fistfights in the office and plenty of sleepless nights, but it turned out we made a good decision.
When did you know that it was the right decision?
By the middle of 2009.
A full almost 2 years into
18
this.
Months, 2 years, yeah. When other law firms, specifically real estate law firms, were closing their doors, we were closing 1,000 real estate deals a year.
No, so why? Why is just expanding alone? Why was that the magic bullet for you?
It wasn't just expanding. We were looking a couple of moves ahead, and when the real estate bubble burst, we knew what was going to get a lot of people out of trouble was what's known as a short sale. So we created a system in our office where we could take a short sale in the front door and close it in the back door in 90 or 120 days.
We should mention that that's the specialty of this particular firm is real estate law.
Yeah, we practice a lot of different areas, but the specialty is absolutely real estate law.
All right, so you are recalibrating your business model for the times, for the marketplace.
That's exactly right. We like a chameleon, we adapted to fit what the market needed, and it couldn't have worked out better for us.
So what were you looking at? You were looking at how the market would change, and in this case, it would mean far fewer new home sales, existing home sales, but because it became such a stressed marketplace out there, there would be what, short selling, foreclosures? Did you capitalize on that somehow?
Yeah, you're exactly right. Short sales, foreclosures, there's a lot of HUD-owned properties that people want to buy HUD-owned properties, so we also took advantage of that.
So there is an area of the law where that kind of knowledge is important.
That's exactly right. And in 05 and 06 and 07, if you were in my business, if you were a real estate lawyer, you could see it coming. And we saw it coming and we adapted.
How many partners in this firm?
There's four attorneys, two partners and four attorneys.
Okay, so you're a partner.
I'm a partner.
So what side of the argument you were on? I'm assuming it was let's go long.
No, actually. I'll confess. I'll be honest. I'm more conservative. My partner is very progressive and much less conservative.
He's the risk taker.
He's the risk taker, and we're yin and yang. We make a good team, and he beat me up on this. He talked me into it, and I owe him a debt of gratitude.
Yeah. So you were considering obviously what was at stake, and that was your livelihood.
My livelihood and the livelihood of in my law office alone. There's a dozen people. You know, paralegals and
they all have families. They
all
kids.
Have families and mortgages and rent. So that weighs heavily on me too.
Did you go into this begrudgingly, or were you convinced? All right, I see the light now.
He showed me the light. He said, you know, figuratively, take my hand on this. I know I'm right on this, and he was.
Yeah, but anyway, the fact that I think must have been convincing to you is this idea that, you know, it's not like we're just going to expand in a vacuum. He had a business model that was addressing what the new business would be, where the new clients would be coming from.
That's right. It wasn't just him telling me, let's do this, this, and this. It was him telling me, let's do this, this, and this, and here's why. This is what I see. And he was right.
There's a lesson here, isn't there, for a lot of businesses, particularly those that did go out of business, is that you got to think expansively, broadly, more open-mindedly about, okay, what is it that I do here in selling widgets or providing a service? And what are the conditions now that I'm wading into? How can I adapt?
And if my partner's name is Hiten Gardy, and if there's one thing he's good at, it's seeing big picture and adapting our firm to meet the marketplace.
Yeah. You got to write a book about this, don't you think?
Maybe so.
Do you do a newsletter or blog? Anybody in the firm?
We update our website, GardyLaw.com, where we update what's going on and news in the marketplace.
Did your phone ring from either former competitors or still existing competitors who were recognizing what was going on?
I will admit that there may even have been a few former competitors that were looking for a job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good move.
Thanks very much.
It must have been a tough number of months sleeping at night.
Your numbers
were going down while you were expanding.
Sure, yeah.
Here's what I didn't ask. Yeah. How did you expand? Did you bring in more attorneys? Did you open up a second office?
We opened up two more offices, a second one in Schaumburg and a third one in Rockford. So it was, and the capital layout at the beginning of that process is huge.
So you went into debt.
Sure, and that brings on the sleepless nights for me.
All right. Well, you're looking fit and trim now,
so good for you.
All right, it's a fascinating story. I appreciate it.
Thanks for
having
me.
What's the firm's website?
GardyLaw.com, and you can call us at 847-944-9400.
With all of your real estate problems.
That's right.
All right, thanks so much.
Thanks very much.